For the Strength of Youth. Tithing Provides Inner Strength, by Elder Anthony D. Perkins of the 70. Decide now to pay an honest tithe. Doing so will help you learn that the Lord keeps His promises. President Thomas S. Monson teaches that the honest payment of tithing provides a person the inner strength and commitment to comply with the other commandments. I was fortunate to gain a testimony of this principle while still a young man. When I was 14 years old, I began my first job, earning $2 per hour as a construction laborer. The paycheck for my first week totaled $80. I wanted to buy an 8-track tape stereo, which was the newest music technology at the time. The full-function model I wanted cost $320. I excitedly shared with Mom and Dad my intent to purchase the stereo after completing 4 weeks of work. More than 4 weeks. My parents wisely taught, "It will take more than 4 weeks to earn enough money to buy that music player. You should express gratitude to God for His many blessings by paying 10% of your income as tithing. You will need to pay the government about 10% in taxes. And you should learn while young to obey the counsel of prophets in preparing financially for the future, including your mission. We suggest you set aside 30% of your earnings in a savings account." My teenage mind quickly calculated that if I did as my parents taught, I would have only $40 each week to spend, which meant I would have to work at least 2 months to purchase my desired stereo. I found myself at a critical decision point. Would obtaining material possessions be my priority, or would I sacrifice to pay tithing and set aside savings? Pay tithing first. For the Strength of Youth counsels, pay tithing first, even when you think you do not have enough money to meet your other needs. Doing so will help you develop greater faith, overcome selfishness, and be more receptive to the Spirit. I decided at age 14 to pay an honest tithing for the remainder of my life. I determined to follow the prophet in saving money for my mission and future education. This experience also taught me to distinguish between wants and needs. I wanted the newest technology, but I did not need it, so I decided to buy a much less expensive model with fewer functions, and it was still performing well when I left on my mission. Promises kept. As I learned through paying tithing that the Lord keeps His promises, my faith grew stronger, and so did my desire to keep His other commandments. I learned that if I contributed a generous fast offering, He would answer my prayers and guide me continually. See Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 11. I learned that if I read the Book of Mormon, He would manifest the truth of it to me by the power of the Holy Ghost. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. I learned that if I obeyed the word of wisdom, He would give me health, wisdom, and knowledge, and that I could run and not be weary. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 89, verses 18 through 21. And I learned that if I kept the law of chastity, the Holy Ghost could be my constant companion, and the Savior would give me confidence to one day stand unashamed in His presence. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 45 and 46. Another way paying tithes and offerings has increased my inner strength is through temple covenants. For the Strength of Youth teaches, in order to enter the temple, you must be a full tithe payer. When I enter the holy temple, I feel God's presence and His love. I testify that in temple ordinances we receive power from on high to cheerfully meet and overcome the challenges of mortality. Doctrine and Covenants, section 95, verse 8. A blessing in store. Paying tithes and offerings has increased my faith that the Lord fulfills His promises. Through the prophet Malachi, He declared, "Bring ye all the tithes, and prove me now herewith, If I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Throughout my life, even during financial trials early in my marriage, God always opened the windows of heaven so that our family received the temporal necessities of life. I testify that through obedience to the law of tithing, your faith will grow into a great source of strength in your life. I invite each youth and every member to hearken unto Jesus Christ and His prophets by paying a full tithe and a generous fast offering throughout your life. I promise that the Lord will strengthen you and prosper you in accomplishing your righteous desires according to His holy purposes. Sidebar: He will open a way. All of us can afford to pay tithing. In reality, none of us can afford not to pay tithing. The Lord will strengthen our resolve. He will open a way to comply. President Thomas S. Monson, Be Thou an Example, Ensign, November 1996, page 44. End of the section, For the Strength of Youth, Tithing Provides Inner Strength, by Elder Anthony D. Perkins of the 70. Read by Dwayne Case.